So, you want to launch a subscription box and don't know where to start? Girl, you are in the right place. I'm Julie Ball, a subscription box coach and your host here at Subscription Box Basics, a podcast for new and aspiring subscription box entrepreneurs that want to avoid overwhelm. So grab a coffee, some pen and paper, and let's have some fun. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this special edition of Subscription Box Basics. I wanted to record this podcast and get it out as soon as possible because I have something really exciting to talk to you about, and it is time sensitive. So I've invited my friend Jennifer Klein. She is the director of marketing at the Subscription Trade Association. You hear us talk about SUBTA all the time. And she's also part of Sub Summit, the world's largest direct consumer conference. And she's going to talk to us today about the pitch competition. And you definitely want to listen up, write down notes, and then check the show notes for all the links, because this is an opportunity to get money to help you start your business. If you're in the idea stage or in the pre-launch stage or in the first 2 years of your business, you are eligible. So I would love to welcome Jennifer to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, we have a lot to talk about, so we're going to jump right in. First, let's talk about Sub Summit, where the pitch competition will actually be hosted. Can you talk a little bit about the conference? I know my listeners have heard me talk about it all the time, but you give us the details.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, Sub Summit is the largest direct-to-consumer conference for the subscription industry in the world. This year, we're expecting about 1,000 attendees plus coming to Orlando, Florida. We are going to be on the Disney Resort this year. It's going to happen June 1st through 3rd. Tickets are available right now, so you can take advantage of purchasing those. And then this year, we have some really exciting new features of the conference. One of them is the startup track. So if you are in that pre-launch, the ideation, the just getting started, the less than 1,000 subscribers, we're going to have sessions dedicated specifically to your business and strategies that are going to impact your day-to-day and help you grow your business. Another thing that I think your audience would be really interested in is we're going to have the Sub Summit Marketplace. So if you're a subscription box and you are looking for products to go in your box monthly, it can be really challenging to find those trusted vendors, those really high quality products that you want to supply your communities. We're going to have a marketplace there with those products that you can actually touch them, see them, talk to the suppliers, and figure out what makes sense to include in your product. So it's an amazing event, huge gathering, tons of networking and lessons learned throughout the 3 days.
You know, we'll be there. Renee and I are planning on being there. You guys will have an opportunity to meet in person. I'm so excited. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You guys throw the best events. They're so much fun. You learn so much. You meet so many people that can help you and that you can help in return. Like, it's such a win-win. I swear it is our non-negotiable event every single year. So thank you for all you do and for throwing the best parties.
Well, thank you. But it comes down to the community. That's one of the beautiful things that I love about the subscription community is even when you're a direct competitor with another company, we want to help each other. It's a coming together at Sub Summit, and everybody's working together to build a better version of the industry. And it's tons of support, tons of community advocacy.
I love it. And Orlando, it's going to be so much fun. I know that a lot of people will have an opportunity to bring their families along too. So we're thinking about doing that, maybe visiting one of the Disney parks while we're there. Why not?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're actually adding to our venue page right now some discounts that we're going to be offering to get into the parks. And so if you want to make it a team building, or if you want to bring your families and they can come while you're attending the conference, there's a lot of opportunity to just grow with your family, your business family, whoever it might be.
Love it. So we'll make sure we put all those links and that information in the show notes. So tell us about the big pitch competition.
Yeah. So at Sub Summit, there's two events that really have become fan favorites. The Cube Awards is one of them. And that's where we are celebrating the best of the best in the industry. It's our award ceremony, the subscription industry's award ceremony. And then there's our pitch competition. The pitch competition is presented by Priella and Pitney Bowes this year, and it's going to include a $50,000 prize package. It's
what?
The largest.
Wait, wait, wait.
$50,000 is going to the winner this year.
I hope you guys are listening to this. So yeah. If we haven't gotten your attention by now, the 50K prize package should get your attention.
I hope so, right? It's going to change the business. It's going to have a huge impact on the winner. That includes $10,000 cash money, no strings attached. $10,000 is yours, and then $40,000 of additional prizes. And to sweeten the deal even further, we're going to have prizes for second, third, and fourth place.
Love that.
It's going to be $3,500, $1,000, and $500 respectively. So if you make it in the finals, you're walking away with something, an amazing experience, and some cash in your pocket.
I love that, that you added on to, if you don't get the grand prize, there's still opportunities to earn prizes to help you grow your business. Like, I'm just trying to think about, like, what would I do with 10K for my business right now? So I'm sure everyone else is thinking about that as well. Can you talk a little bit about what that prize package looks like other than the cash?
Absolutely. So Priella is going to do a complete website redesign. They are well acquainted with what it takes to have a recurring revenue model and e-commerce. They have partners that can set up those systems for you, get all of your products in order. And then Pitney Bowes is going to do some consulting with experts that are in this industry. They help you do market analysis. They do this really amazing thing that is like a secret shopper. So they can objectively look at your signup process, what your experience is like, for a subscriber and give objective feedback on that. There's going to be some other consulting that comes from SEPTA. We have years of experience in this. We know what it takes to succeed in acquisition, retention, all of the marketing strategies. You can come to us and Pitney Bowes with your specific questions, your specific challenges, and we can help you overcome them as part of that price package.
Oh, everything sounds so impactful. You guys did a great job putting that together. So who can qualify for the pitch competition?
We are looking for businesses that were started within the last 2 years. And while it's absolutely acceptable that you might be in the ideation phase, we want to know what you're going to use this money for. What is your business strategy, your growth strategy? How is this truly going to make an impact on your business? So as you're filling out the application, we're going to ask you questions related to that. What does your team look like today? How is it going to grow with this money? So if you can articulate those points, you are absolutely welcome to be in the pitch competition. And I want to say, even if you've never done a pitch competition before, this is a great first step. We want to make sure that you're taken care of and you're comfortable with that. So even if you're scared, do it. Go for it.
Awesome. That's great to have that little bit of extra support. And I know we did a podcast episode with Brittany Rhodes, and she was a finalist last year, right?
She was. Yeah. She's an amazing company.
She is. And she is really, really well-versed when it comes to writing grants and doing pitch competitions. And I had her on the podcast. It must have been 2 years ago. So I'll make sure that I link that episode in there. So if anyone needs like a pep talk or like to learn a little bit more about what it takes, listen to that first before you enter, and you will feel a little bit more well-equipped. So how much does it cost to apply? Like, what does that application look like?
I get so excited when I talk about this. It's completely free to apply. Yay! No cost at all. So many pitch competitions out there are seeking money for the application process. Mm-hmm. All of it's free.
That's amazing. And so what does the process even look like? So you apply, maybe tell us a little bit of what that looks like. And then what does it look like to become a finalist?
Yeah, great question. So the first step is the application, where we want to get to know you, your business. Why do you have the subscription? What gets you excited? And what is your growth strategy? From the application process, we are going to narrow it down to 10 companies for the first round of semifinalists. So on February 17th, 10 companies are going to be pitching virtually to a panel of judges. We will select 2 companies from that semifinalist to pitch live in person at Sub Summit. Then we're going to have a second round that's going to basically duplicate that first round. You can apply if you haven't already. If you've already applied, we're going to consider you for that second round. And then 10 companies are going to pitch virtually, and 2 of those will be selected for a final 4 to pitch at Sub Summit.
That's awesome. Okay. So if you're listening and you're thinking about this, there is time to apply. There is time to be a part of the first round. And if you can't get it together that quickly, there's a second round. So have no fear. And where there's a will, there's a way, right? This is 50K you can win. Make this happen, you guys.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you talked about virtual pitching rounds. What can our subscription entrepreneurs expect from those virtual pitching rounds?
I love our virtual pitching rounds because it really becomes a community advocacy coming together moment. Everybody's supporting everybody. Even if you are one of the semifinalists competing against one another, we see in the chat throughout the event, people supporting each other, cheering them on, asking questions. So as a semifinalist, what you can expect before is we are going to prepare you for that pitch competition. We're going to have some consulting time with you before the pitch competition to answer any questions that you have, go through the judging criteria, help you get acquainted with what we're looking for in a winner. If you're not ready for that round and you just want to observe and you want to be part of the audience, we absolutely welcome it. It's a good opportunity for you to look at what are we looking for? What are other companies doing? What do I need to do in my application to really stand out? So you can join as an audience member, and then you can consider applying to round two. And so then everyone gets 3 minutes to pitch their company during the virtual pitching. Then the judges will have the chance to ask questions, get clarity on some things, and then we reconvene with the judges after the fact and select the two finalists from there.
That's so cool. I remember watching one of the virtual pitch rounds last year, and I really, really enjoyed it. And you're right. That chat was popping, and the people who were even pitching their box, they were cheering on their competition.
They were.
And it was wild. And, you know, honestly, I shouldn't be surprised. That's the subscription box industry. It's just, I love the community, and it was a lot of fun to watch that come down.
It was, and it was really fun to see people connecting in the virtual events, and then they got to meet in person at Sub Summit. They had never talked before, never met, struck up a little conversation during the virtual pitching, and now they continue to be connected after the fact.
Yeah, absolutely. I would 100% agree. There's nothing like meeting everybody in real life. So let's talk about the actual pitch competition experience at Sub Summit. What can attendees and finalists look forward to?
It is an exciting event. It is one of the most attended sessions at Sub Summit. So there's tons of excitement in the air. There's tons of camaraderie. It's basically a big party, and you pitch in front of the audience, and very similar structure to the semifinalists. You'll pitch and then the judges will ask questions. And we are paying for the hotel and the flight for all four finalists. So you get basically a trip to Disney World.
Nice.
As a finalist to come hang out with some of the coolest people in the subscription world. Finalists will get 5 minutes to pitch at Sub Summit, and then they'll get the 2 minutes of questions from the judges there. And then they reconvene, the judges do, and we will announce the winner the next day at our Cube Awards.
Nice. I remember that. That was so fun. Okay. So I'm envisioning some of our listeners, maybe they'll make it to the final round, maybe they'll be on stage pitching to those judges. So give us the scoop. Like, what are the judges looking for in the winner?
Absolutely. We are looking for a company that we can truly make an impact on. They know exactly what they're going to do with this money. They have big hopes and dreams. They just need a little help getting there. And we are going to be that help that they need. So share about the growth of your team. Share about where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years, even 12 months. As you're preparing for this, and if you become a semifinalist, we are going to go through the very specifics of the judging criteria. Right now, there's about 5 buckets that we're looking at. So we're going to share that with the semifinalists and tell them the specific talking points we're looking for in their pitch that we can help identify the winner from.
I love that too, because you're not sending them in blindly, like good luck on your pitch, but you guys are going to give them some criteria. You guys are going to consult with them on how to put together a great pitch. And oh man, I'm just getting so excited about the whole opportunity. Can you tell us more about some of the finalists from last year's pitch competition? It's always so helpful to learn from people who have gone before us.
Yeah. One of the great things about this is you can be any type of subscription serving any kind of product. So we had some really unique finalists last year. We had a company, Sushify. They are a sushi subscription, And so you don't think typically this is something you can get in the mail, and they figured out this model that they can send sushi to their customers regularly and are building this great community around a love of sushi. Our Amazing. Winner last year was Wowzitude. They are a virtual guided tour taking people all over the world. So pandemic life hit, travel halted. How do you go to Rome when there's a pandemic and you don't want to climb on a plane? Or if you are not able to anyway, you get a virtually guided tour and you're on Zoom with a great engaging person that's guiding you through Rome and talking about landmarks and history and really creating an experience for you virtually. Then we had Brittany Rhodes that you mentioned, Black Girl Magic. She had a baby the week before the pitch competition and still attended remotely to do her pitch. So many hats off to that woman. She is a hustler. So she really focuses on youth and getting them acquainted with math and creating a subscription around making them comfortable with math. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what your subscription is covering, you could absolutely win this prize and become a finalist.
That's amazing. I cannot wait to see all of the people who make it through the final round. And we will be there at the pitch competition at Sub Summit this June in Orlando. So if someone's been listening and now they're all hyped because they've heard about the pitch competition, what you can win. And so where do we send them now? Like, where are they going to go to learn more about pitch competition, Sub Summit, and how they can apply?
Yeah. Hop on subsummit.com/pitch. You can get all the details there. Start the application process. This first round closes January 21st. And then, like I said, if it's just not the right time for you, we're going to have a second round that opens on February 17th. So you can take advantage of that as well. If you're in your first 2 years of business, this is an amazing opportunity.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, and the whole Subta team. We were pumped to be there. We're pumped to support you with this amazing opportunity. I hope you guys are really excited. If you're listening, head on over to subsummit.com/pitch. We will make sure that we put all of that information in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining us on this special edition of Subscription Box Basics, and we'll see you in the next episode.